Hello Dare, Steve.
Well, hey, hello to you as well. But what's up with the Hello Dare?
Oh, just a little tribute to two guys who turned wild hair, great timing, and a nifty catchphrase into one of the classic Vegas comedy duos of all time.
I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And in case you hadn't guessed, this time out, we get two legendary comedians for the price of one. We're talking about Marty Allen and Steve Rossi, better known as Allen and Rossi, who were one of the top draws in the land during the 1960s with a classic Vegas-style act.
Yes, Marty Allen with his bug eyes and Brillo pad hair was the punchline machine, while handsome Steve Rossi played straight man and crooned a few Rat Pack-style songs to boot. And of course, it also helped they came up with a catchphrase that swept the nation.
Here's the Secretary of State, Mr. Dean Rusk.
Hello there.
Mr. Rusk, what are your future plans?
I'm going to give Rush all our top secrets.
Why?
Then they'll be 2 years behind us.
While Allen and Rossi are little known today, from 1957 to 1968, they were ubiquitous guests on television, logging over 700 appearances, including 44 in the Ed Sullivan Show alone. And through it all, they never changed their act. Marty would adopt a character, Steve would interview him. It was just that simple. But oh, so good, as in this famous routine, The Punch Drunk Fighter.
Hello there, Rock.
Hello there.
Tell me, how many fights have you had?
100.
How many did you lose?
100.
How do you explain that?
Can't win them all.
Hey, Rock, I don't see any marks on your face.
I had my nose fixed.
Oh, did they straighten it?
They put it between my eyes.
Toward the end of their career, Marty and Steve dipped a little toe into the world of political satire with Allen and Rossi Meet the Great Society, a parody of the LBJ administration. But the album didn't connect with their audience, which was used to their Vegas act, and it's a shame, because it has many great bits and hints at a direction they might have explored.
Well, sir, we're short a couple of $1 billion, and the question is, where are we going to get it?
Let's see. Bobby Kennedy's out. Rockefeller's out. Barry's broke. Oh, well, I'll have to do it. That's all. Ladybird, how much petty cash you all got in your purse?
Sensing their time had come and gone, Allen and Rossi split up in 1968, though they remained good friends and reunited on a number of occasions for special events. Steve Rossi maintained a lounge singing act and tried a few other comedy partners, but none really clicked. Marty Allen kept busy with personal appearances until he died in 2018 at the age of 95. As we like to say, comedy keeps you young.
You can find out more about Allen and Rossi and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at laughtracksradio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.